Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, 30, Johannesburg and Rustenburg, 28, Mwambela, 31 degrees.
In Sandton and Grayson Drive, traffic lights not working at the M1 highway.
We start with news just in. The High Court in Johannesburg has found paediatric surgeon Peter Beale not guilty on all charges against him. Beale faced 3 counts of murder and 2 counts of fraud. It relates to the death of 3 children he operated on between 2016 and 2019. The state says it will be studying the judgment. In other big news at lunchtime, nearly 2 weeks after the postponement of the budget, Finance Minister Edgar Onwana has found a way forward. The delays stemmed from disagreements within the Government of National Unity over a proposed 2% VAT hike. Anasasi Mohobo reports.
Cabinet has now mandated Onwana to choose from the discussed funding options to resolve the country's budget deadlock. In a statement released this morning, the government says he must consider South Africa's fiscal constraints, protect lower and middle-income households, and support economic growth in line with the Public Finance Management Act. Onwana will work with a ministerial team led by Deputy President Paul Mashatile to finalize the budget. The final budget is set to be tabled before Parliament next Wednesday. Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Solidarity says the investigation of high treason by the Hawks is nothing more than a cheap political or public stunt, rather. The Hawks revealed yesterday that 4 dockets of high treason have been opened. It's understood to be against AfriForum and Solidarity. This over the alleged spread of misleading information in the US about some of South Africa's policies, including the Expropriation Act. Yes, Solidarity CEO Dirk Herman.
The accusations of high treason against the delegation of the Solidarity movement are ridiculous and foul and do not cause us any sleepless nights. However, it is a low point when the legal system is abused for political purposes.
Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane and the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements have officially handed over the Grand Central Social Housing Project in Midrand. The Grand Central has over 900 units.
If you drive around, you see RDPs now being demolished. People are building for themselves. It means the era for that housing policy, yes, was appropriate, yes, was correct, but now needs to focus only on the vulnerable groups. People living with disabilities who are unable to make ends meet, or child-headed households, and of course a category of the elderly who are unable to have their own houses.
Over the past 30 years, over 5 million RDP houses have been built nationwide. And some good news for motorists, a decrease in the price of petrol come midnight. Here's the Mineral Resources Department spokesperson, Robert Marke.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 7 cents a litre. Diesel will decrease by 17.5 and 23.5 cents a litre.
Marke adds paraffin will also be cheaper.
The slightly lower oil prices on average compared to the previous period and the stronger rand against the dollar, which contributed to a decrease by about 13 cents on petrol and 14 cents on both diesel and IP.
I'm Chanel September net vir die hoofnes te eer die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg het die skrig Pieter Beale onskuldig bevind op alle aanklagte teen hom.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. And I see you. I get my from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for.